Hey there, I'm Andrew, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. When was the last time you went to a wedding? Now, it's a common thing, when you're younger especially, when you go to a wedding to maybe think about your own future wedding someday and wanting to be in a relationship with someone. And while those are certainly good things to think about, there's also some other things to think about in terms of that. And that's actually what our devotional is about here today. It was written by Christina Cudworth and is titled, It's Okay to Be Single. You know that cute couple who's always posting photos of how much fun they're having together and always raving about one another? Ever been envious of them? It can really feel lonely to be the person who is still single when all your friends are in different relationships. The Bible has good news, though. It's okay to be single. In fact, there's times when it can actually be better than being in a relationship. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7, the Apostle Paul writes, "But I wish everyone were single just as I am." Why on earth does he say that? Think of that couple again. They spend a lot of time thinking about each other, don't they? Well, some of that is good, but the trouble begins when they're so busy thinking about making others happy that they don't care about making God happy. Simply put, it can be tempting to place our identity in our relationship status over Jesus. So, is it okay to date and get married? Absolutely. In the same chapter in 1 Corinthians, Paul makes it clear that it's not a sin to get married and that Christian marriage is one good way people can serve God. What's important, though, is that you think honestly about whether your romantic relationship helps you serve God better. Do you help each other grow deeper in your relationships with Christ? Are you able to serve each other, sharing tasks and burdens, and so accomplish more? Those are good reasons to date and get married. But if you're in a relationship just to make you happy, that relationship may be becoming your identity instead of your relationship with God. If you're single, you can be content, eagerly looking for opportunities to serve God, and only dating if it better serves Him. Whatever your relationship status, seek to glorify Christ above all else. So let's talk about this. As Christians, we're part of God's family. We see that in Romans chapter 8, especially verses 16 through 18. Married or single, we're never alone because we have Jesus in the community of His people. Who in your church has shown Christ's love to you? How can you reach out to show Jesus' love to the people in your church? What can people who are in romantic relationships do or not do to make single people feel less left out or lonely? As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7, "But I wish everyone were single, just as I am. Yet each person has a special gift from God of one kind or another." Now, I'd encourage you to read through 1 Corinthians chapter 7, especially verses 1 through 9 and 25 through 38, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Don't forget to check out the resources we've got in our app. You may be using it right now to listen to this, but if you're not, you can just check out Unlocked on the App Store, download it, and see all the great stuff that we've got in there. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.